Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today, they are in the same soccer stadium, which is so symbolic. If at 5 a.m. Central Time this morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time in America, they were, I think it was like 1 o'clock in South Africa, were beginning the memorial for President Nelson Mandela. He's so much more than a president. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, he had a side job. He was a president.
Yeah, right.
But he led from the day that he began to lead, and even led from in 27 years in Robben Island Prison, he led. Mm-hmm. And in the context of that, it's like, wow, it was amazing, because leaders came from all around the world and are there right this moment. You had President Obama and his wife, Michelle, First Lady, and you had President George W. Bush and his wife ride together on Air Force One. And then you had President Jimmy Carter and President Bill Clinton come on a different aircraft over there. You had the vice president of China. You had the president of Japan. You had all the different regional presidents and prime ministers there. The president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel. Just they kept on and on and on. It was in the same stadium that he used to unify. Think about it. He used that sport of rugby, because rugby was the oppressor sport and soccer was the true African's sport. And he utilized that moment in time, the rugby team, to unify the nation. And now that same stadium today, this morning, I'm watching the stadium today in the rain, mind you, but which, you know, it's like, hey, you know, if we're sons of Nelson Mandela, we cannot complain about this rain, because he was in jail 27 years.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine the nerve to be like, I'm not going to pray, don't. And so, and they were challenged. It was amazing. They were challenged by their leaders going, listen, hey, if he suffered 27 years, we can do this thing.
Yes.
And so they're in the same stadium that unity was brought for South Africa. Now the unity of the world's taking place. That's an amazing thing. You can watch this live. You can go right now to the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can watch the beginning, I believe, of a 10-day memorial where they're eventually going to lay him to rest and just celebrating. I mean, he is the George Washington, in our language of America, of South Africa. And without him standing strong for the freedom of the South African people, then they would still be in bondage. Without George Washington standing strong for the oppression of the people who lived in the 13 colonies here in America, then we may still be under oppression. The reason why Georgia, by the way, Americans, is called Georgia, that's King George. That was King George.
Right.
And so in the context of that is like, and so when they're celebrating today in South Africa, they're celebrating their George Washington, that he stood strong. He fought against all odds, and what they were described and you got to hear in the context, hopefully there's some related segments that we've talked about in this very thing that we're saying. Now, if you're listening on the VFN Torch, about George Washington, that they called him, they said he had a ragtag army. They say he had a ragtag army. But he had God on his side.
That's right.
And just miracles happened to be able to free a people. I mean, he should not have won. George Washington and the, quote, ragtag army, unquote, should not have won them. But they're barefoot walking around fighting against the British, you know, the king's army. I mean, just think about this. We were colonized. We were colonized, and we broke free from the colonization. Well, South Africa was colonized, and they broke free in 1994, really, when they elected Nelson Mandela as the president of South Africa. And so they too were under the oppression and the remnants of what came out of England, you know, the colonization. Mm-hmm. And Christ the King College, I believe it was, had a movie or documentary put together called, you know, America 1611 or 2016. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to help us get an understanding of our current president, who was born in Hawaii, but he has African roots, and his dad was in Kenya, and his mother was united with his father. And he explains how his father, you know, based on what he's telling us, the documentary, and I wish I had, hopefully we'll have that in the related information, that you see why somebody would detest the colonization coming out of Great Britain. Mm-hmm. And you see why when you see the bust of Norman Churchill sent back as one of the first acts of our president. Winston Churchill sent back, and people were offended by that. And it's like, well, if you were African, you'd be offended. And if George Washington wouldn't stood up again, if our Nelson Mandela, named George Washington, wouldn't stood up against the oppression of the colonization, maybe we would still be there. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we have the The Bill of Civil Rights is because the British soldiers were barging into our houses, taking mm-hmm. our stuff, and we had no rights. And so that's who Nelson Mandela is. And so the whole world is coming and watching. You know, here today we're talking about, you know, Nelson Mandela, President Nelson Mandela. And it's amazing because the movie that they wrote about called Invictus, right? Mm-hmm. But it actually was a plan of President Nelson Mandela to unify the nation, because rugby, which is amazing.
That's a brutal sport.
Well, yeah, I know that, you know, your brother, he signed up to play football with you, but you play rugby with him. Right?
What are you talking about?
When the hand goes up like this, right? What are you talking about? The limp he's got. The limp. Anyway, so so you had rugby was the oppressor's sport, the colonialists, and who colonized South Africa. And then you had the local sport, which is soccer. They call it football, but mm-hmm. you know, football to us is kind of a combo deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as Chris said, for you guys. Anyway, so this is not rugby.
We'll talk later.
And so when they saw the green shirt of the rugby players, it just represented the oppressors, because that's like, it's like, imagine if you're in America and everybody's playing cricket. I mean, that's cool, but that's not our sport, right? It's like, you know, grab the paddle that they beat you in. And so they saw that because the people who were against their right, 92% approximately of the people of South Africa, played that sport, celebrated that sport, and the ones that were being oppressed played soccer. And so he used this sport to unify. He used the oppressor's sport to unify South Africa in this stadium. And the amazing thing is today in the stadium, the soccer stadium, in the rugby stadium today, that they're celebrating him in a stadium. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's unique about it is, and we got a picture of it on the VFN torch, you got to see it. It has all the globe, basically, and it has these arrows coming in from all the different nations, like 50-something, 60-something leaders mm-hmm. from around the world are coming. I mean, his desire, the power of mercy and grace and forgiveness, but yet tenacity and holding fast to all men are created equal. And God loves us all, and how to operate in the context of that was so powerful that not only did it unify South Africans, not only did it even give an empowerment to the oppressors. Where, I mean, it's hard. I mean, if you're the oppressor, I mean, that if you have that kind of anointing, that and the oppressor can still live there mm-hmm. and feel okay there. And ask for forgiveness and move on. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Right. It's a beautiful thing. It was so powerful. Now the whole world That unity that he chose to have, which emulated what we talked about in our earlier, and you can see a related segment talking about Nelson Mandela, the son of South Africa, the father of South Africa, is now the whole world is unified in that very same spot. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we as the church, we got to be very careful, Christ followers, those who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, that we walk like Jesus did. This is who Jesus spoke against. It wasn't the people who were religious. It was the religious folks. I mean, the prostitutes, he's like, come here, honey. Look at you. I know. Listen, I forgive you. I don't hold these sins against you. Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to the religious folks who are about to stone her or not cook something for her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not cook her a cake because she sinned. She was in sexual sin.
Mm-hmm.
That ye that have not done what she's done it. You throw the first cupcake. Now you throw the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the older ones that drop their rocks first. Because
mm-hmm.
the longer you live, you realize, what was I thinking?
Exactly.
Right? Because mm-hmm. God will remind you of things that make you not only drop your rocks, but drop the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so then, or no, it was... I just thought, I don't know where Rusty came from. Anyway, man, where am I?
Cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, cupcakes, right? And so he said, you know, he that's without sin cast the first stone. In other words, he that has the authority that you've walked a perfect life, a sinless life, you go ahead and stone this woman according to the law, because the law said do it, but they did not have that right because they have not walked that life that they say that they're walking.
Mm-hmm.
They needed the same forgiveness that she had. And so the older folks did not throw their rocks. They dropped their rocks first. It was the young ones who just opened up their businesses. They've got a fish on their sign. They're saying things like, I'm not going to do business with so. It's like, what are you doing? We're not called to do business. That's not our call, even though we do business in this horizontal life. We're called to do the Father's business, and God loves folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to design whatever you do for a living, whether you're working for someone. And listen, most folks work for someone. 97% work for the 3%.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Do they not sell baked goods to someone? Do they not, you know, fix a meal for someone? And it looks horrific right now based on this culture. You know, what's being done? It's like, rethink this thing. You're listening to the wrong teacher. You know, Jesus, it's the religious folks that he would rebuke. He says, you cannot cast that cupcake at that man. Don't you understand? Especially if you've been cooking cupcakes for these other folks.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so powerful what President Nelson Mandela did in regards to the unification of that kind of, that's the kind of walk that we need to walk in the area of even our oppressors that we forgive and we love and we find a place to bring healing. And in that, some will be saved. Some will find out about the goodness and the love of God. Today, inside a stadium in South Africa, where he used the same platform to be able to unify South Africa, he's unifying the world. I met President George W. Bush and mm-hmm. President Bill Clinton, President Jimmy Carter, of course, our current president, Barack Obama, and his wife. And I caught the end of his speech. It started at 5 a.m. this morning.
Oh, wow.
And I was just so proud to have our president there. And he was like the keynote speaker, I believe. It looked like he was keynote speaker. But you can actually go to VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch to see it yourself. And it just felt good to have our president there in the middle of what was going on to be able to, I mean, who could affirm more in the context of that? Today is the day that they begin a 10-day memorial for President Nelson Mandela, who passed away, the father of South Africa. And if you missed the earlier program today, you got to catch it. We have four programs back to back, and you can go to VFNTV.com and catch them or catch them on your app. But do you want to, this is a year to really think about, you know, why is the world stirred over this man? We need to really think about it. Learn from those that have gone before us. And he's done some pretty awesome things. And study this moment, because you could pretty much say all the kings that are concerned about the earth or understand are coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, 50, 60 different nations, they're coming, and they're coming into the stadium. This morning at 5 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. Eastern, I think it was 3 a.m. on Pacific time, where it was live. And it was an amazing thing. And to see our president as a keynote speaker was pretty, I feel like the keynote speaker because he was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It was so encouraging because President Nelson Mandela was the first black president of South Africa, which just seems, coming from a predominantly black continent and a black country, mm-hmm. but because of oppression, because of the colonization of South Africa, it took that long for that to happen. But also the first black president of America gave the keynote speech, the first black president mm-hmm. of South Africa. Right. Beautiful. It's just beautiful. And I just want to, you know, I get a chance to communicate to our president. Today I encourage all of our listeners and viewers to, you know, drop him a note or a letter thanking him for doing that. It was just amazing. It's beautiful. I think it's important to begin to think about the world as a whole, and we should have anyway, but God thinks of us as a whole in regards to how do we bring the message of the good news to the world. Go into all the world and preach the good news, mm-hmm. not just to your community, your neighborhood, or your nation, because it looks, no matter what, you just feel the momentum of the world coming on the platform, and world decisions are before us. And we can learn so much from this transformable life, this transformed life of President Nelson Mandela, and I love the African people, how they sing and they worship mm-hmm. and they dance, and it's just like, oh, yeah, so many Americans are so not musical, but hey, you know, we're trying, and and some of the leaders this morning even had to say in the stadium, it's like, okay, I know you're going to play your instruments, but let's hold on. Let's wait until after this, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had different bands set up in the stadiums. It was beautiful. Well, King's College mm-hmm. in New York, its president at the time, created a documentary and a movie called, I believe it was called Obama 2016. In other words, he's talking about what it would be like in 2016. Mm-hmm. And whatever his views are, whatever, you know, I don't know the man. But he did bring history up, what I thought was pretty interesting. And the history he brought up is what we're seeing take place right now in South Africa. What they're talking about, colonialism. What President Nelson Mandela did, he freed with the African people through his leadership, South African people, he freed them from the oppression of those who colonized them. And when somebody says, well, I can't believe that he sent the bust back of
Winston Churchill.
Well, he represents the colonization of South Africa. And also, when you look over at the Middle East, it was divided up by the same government. Mm-hmm. It was all divided up. I mean, the reason why you have these, you have Jordan and you have Syria and you have Lebanon and you have Iran and Iraq is because, just like happened in South Africa, they went there and began to divide it up and chose who was going to lead and who wasn't going to lead. And they're the ones that were delaying Israel becoming a nation at some point because they were wondering how they were going to do all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you are oppressed, and he talks about the oppression that I think it was his grandfather or his grandfather, I think, mm-hmm. that they tortured him in Kenya for standing up against the colonization. They tortured President Nelson Mandela. But it's, he was tortured for some of that 27 years. He was tortured because he stood up for the rights of people, that he stood up for rights of South Africans. Mm-hmm. For the 92%, supposedly, the ratio-wise, I don't know what the ratio is, but just imagine 92% and 8%, that 8% were oppressing the 92%. He stood up for them, but they tortured him. Mm-hmm. They tortured him. They tortured the grandfather of our president in Kenya, based on these reports. And it's a family member, but it was his grandfather. And so why would you not send back the bust of the one who represents that oppression and the Kenyans, the South Africans, and all around the world. Mm-hmm. And so what does the end of this particular president's administration look like? And this is what the president of King College was saying was, we go back to the times prior to colonization. We go back, we undo all this colonization, just erase it like Etch-a-Sketch, mm-hmm. and go back, which is like, I don't know, it's way back in time, like 1600 mm-hmm. and something or whatever.
Yeah.
But the powers, no, this dominance war power stuff wouldn't be based on that. And it seems like that's actually being fulfilled. And it is evil when somebody oppresses someone. That was evil. And the reason why the whole world's coming to honor President Nelson Mandela, including our president today, is there. It's because of the colonization that oppressed with apartheid mm-hmm. since 1948. And it's just amazing. We're just learning what's happening in the world. Continuing talking about the colonization of what's taking place and what Nelson Mandela represents and what our current president represents, because his lineage comes from, based on what the former president of King's College talked about in his documentary, Obama 1611, which represents what will the world look like in 1611 when he finishes, or his desired goal would be.
In 2016, you mean?
2016, yes. And it's the end of the undoing of the colonization, which Great Britain went around and colonized everything. Mm-hmm. If you go to Canada, you got lakes named after queens and kings, or queens and princes, and you got, I mean, just remnants, Australia, and it's everywhere you look. It's called the lying. Mm-hmm. When you look at the prophetic perspective of the Word of God, he talks about the nation called the lion. And the perspective is the oppressed is saying, undo all that. And what does that look like? Well, he stood up. Nelson Mandela stood up and said, you know, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And his journey was about through forgiveness and mercy when he came out of prison. That it happened in a very short period of time. But if you look at Nelson Mandela's life, if you look at his life, and we talked about this yesterday, and you got to listen to yesterday's program, that imagine if George Washington, the father of America, began to stand up against tyranny and oppression as he did. He began to take up arms against the oppressor, and he did. He began to organize folks against the oppressive government, and he did, with one exception. Imagine the oppressive government arresting him. Mm-hmm. And instead of hanging him, which he thought that would happen, and Nelson Mandela thought that would happen too, they give George Washington life in prison. Mm-hmm. And now imagine that George Washington, serves 27 years. It was supposed to be a life sentence. And every day, George Washington is breaking small bricks, you know, bricks into small, you know, busting rocks, and his hands are bleeding, and he's in an 8x10 cell, and he's being ridiculed, and he's being defamed, and he's being just tortured again and again for his standing up for what's right. No, that didn't happen with George Washington, because he didn't get arrested. They won the battle. Mm-hmm. But what happened with Nelson Mandela, he got arrested in the process of where our George Washington, so their founding father got arrested. Our founding father was able to not get arrested or get hung. Mm-hmm. He thought he was going to be hung. He didn't get hung. He got arrested, got a life sentence for it. But because he had that in him, there was something on George Washington. I mean, God touched this man.
That's right.
That God used him to lead this nation to the place that it currently is, or got, at least in the right direction. And then now you're looking at, even though the anointing was so strong, the call was so strong on Nelson Mandela's life, even when they locked up their George Washington, even when they locked up Nelson Mandela, because this was God's design for him, that 27 years in prison, 27 years of captivity could not stop what God intended to happen to free the South Africans. And in his prison cell, he led a nation to a place of forgiveness, a place of reconciliation, a place of unity, a place of unity, a place of prominence, to the point now the whole world is honored just to be even to talk about the man, the president, the father of South Africa, because he's the father of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And what is the biblical perspective of that? Is the biblical perspective of that is that, you know, God has a call on our life. You know, what is the call of God on your life? I mean, he could have given up a million times over. George Washington, President George Washington, when he was general, he lost more battles than he won.
Right.
And then finally, when he came to Congress to pay the soldiers who he talked into fighting more for freedom, Congress didn't even want to pay him.
Right.
And he kept his cool through the whole thing. He stayed a man of integrity through the whole thing. And you look at Nelson Mandela, I mean, what a man. And it's like, dear God, help us to be men of integrity.
Yeah.
Men of honor. Forget about, I mean, you're going to have oppressors. You're going to have people that say things about you and ridicule you and seem to torture you, torment you by their very existence. And it could be even to the point of being oppressed and in chains and those type of things. But understand this, that we can learn from those that have gone before us. And what I think about, I always think about, in the context of those like Nelson Mandela, I think about Hebrews chapter 11, when he talks about those, he write about in the Word of God, about those who suffered and who were put in chains and who were cut in two and who were boiled in oil. In other words, they were tortured and tormented and all these different things, and had to run around without clothes on because people took their clothes from them and live in caves. This is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that the world was not worthy of them. The world was not worthy of them. Mm. You think about it? And you know, I mean, people like George Washington, people like Nelson Mandela, and a lot of those that have gone before us, you just think, man, dear God, help me be a person who stands for you in this generation. Help me stand for you. And I want to encourage you today, spend the rest of your life. God, help me spend the rest of my life being a man or woman of integrity and say, you know what, despite what's happening, despite all the conflict that's coming against me, despite all the naysayers, that I want to be a deliverer of your love and your forgiveness and your mercy and your truth and your hope. Dear God, here I am. Send me into this life. Help me make a change. Help me make a difference. Help me to love. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order
and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.